World War One on the BBC.
The 24th of July. News of Austria-Hungary's ultimatum is spreading throughout the capitals of Europe. The British Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, is outraged.
It is the most formidable document that was ever addressed from one state to another.
The Foreign Office did know something was coming from Austria-Hungary, but not how serious the ultimatum would be. It's clear that if Serbia accepts its terms, it will effectively be under Austrian control.
This is a black letter day in my calendar. I feel like a man is being sucked away from a life buoy.
The British Prime Minister, Henry Asquith, has other worries. He's fallen madly in love with a young society beauty, Venetia Stanley, and he's missing her. He's anxious for news of her eccentric collection of pets.
I wonder whether you found Huck and the penguin. What dress are you going to wear this evening? Rightfully.
The Buckingham Palace conference, to try and resolve the Irish situation, has been taking up most of the Prime Minister's time. He tells Venetia that the talks have finally broken down. The Ulster leader, Sir Edward Curzon, was in tears.
At the end, the King came, rather emotionné, and said in two sentences, thank God there was not another speech, farewell, I'm sorry, but I thank you. Redmond assured us that when he said goodbye to Curzon, he was in tears. Aren't they a remarkable people? And the folly of thinking that we can ever understand, let alone govern them.
Only then, in his letter to Venetia Stanley, does Asquith refer to the ultimatum. It's the first time he's mentioned foreign affairs to her since the Archduke's assassination, almost a month ago.
Austria has sent a bullying and humiliating ultimatum to Serbia, who cannot possibly comply with it. This means almost inevitably that Russia will come on the scene in defense of Serbia, and if so, it's difficult both for Germany and France to refrain from lending a hand to one side or the other. We're within distance of a real Armageddon.
But he doesn't expect Britain will get involved.
Happily, there seems to be no reason why we should be anything more than spectators. But it is a blood-curdling prospect, is it not?
In Russia, the Foreign Minister, Sergei Sazonov, is in no doubt about where the ultimatum will lead.
This means a European war.
Russia feels that it cannot let Serbia be crushed. The Serbs are fellow Slavs and also Orthodox Christians. Moreover, Russia will not be credible as a great power if it stands by while its small ally is attacked. Sazonov summons the Austrian ambassador.
You want to go to war with Serbia. I can see what is going on. You are setting fire to Europe. You will see what sort of an impression you will make in London and in Paris. It will be considered an unjustified aggression.
The ultimatum will run out at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Time to find a diplomatic solution is getting short.